Good morning, KUVO Jazz. Thank you for joining me in the studio today. Is Chip Simmons, founder and chaplain of After the Game Ministries. It's a nonprofit organization that was born out of a heart for professional and collegiate athletes. Now, After the Game Ministries wants to give former athletes, whether it be high school, college, or professional, the tools to support and the needs they need to manage life after the game of playing on the field. Now, through regular Bible studies, mentorship, and a discipleship, that's what they do. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning. Good
Thank you for joining me on Community Connection. So what or who, was your inspiration to create After the Game Ministries?
Well, I've been a chaplain in the NBA and NFL and in collegiate football, and I was at the University of Colorado, and I was on Dan Hawkins' staff, and we all got fired, and I was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I've been going to the ballpark since I was like 15 years old, so what's next in my life? And I'm sitting around having a pity party and playing the blues all day.
Okay.
And I was like, just as I'm sitting there, God put on my heart, like, what about all the athletes that never get to play again? What about all the athletes that when their career is over, nobody's there to support them? Who's helping them?
Exactly.
And I said, I have no idea. So I started Googling, looking for things, and couldn't find anything. And I just sat there a little while longer, prayed some more, and all of a sudden the name After the Game, you know, you see it on SportsCenter all day long. And I'm like, well, if we put ministry behind that, we can do something with it. And I called a friend of mine. He created a logo. And since I've been working with athletes most of my life, it was kind of a no-brainer to help athletes after the game, because at that time I was after the game too.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
But great one.
Yes.
But a great one. Now, did you always desire to become a chaplain?
No, not even a little bit. I never wanted to be in ministry. My grandmother was a pastor.
Okay.
When I was growing up, and I had an aunt. Yesterday would have been her 85th birthday, but she always said I'd be in ministry, and I was like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm not made that way. And obviously God had a different story, and all of a sudden in 1997, I got approached by an organization called Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and because of my background in sports, and they asked me to come on staff with them, and I've been doing it ever since, and can't imagine doing anything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an incredible story. And you can make the best made plans, and he'll change it for you every day.
Oh, they change all the time, don't they?
Every minute of the day, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I've seen that happen.
So what was your motivation to help athletes?
Well, I started working, like when I was 16, my father said, you got to get a job. So I got a job at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm like, nope, can't do this. And he's like, well, you got to do something, brother. So I went down to the Phillies and said, hey, I need a job. And they gave me a job selling programs. And then I became an usher, did some bat boying. So I've been working in sports as long as I can remember. So my heart for athletes runs deep.
Oh, yeah. So you were drawn to it.
I was drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
Okay. However it works, however it gets you there. Now, do you find the athletes or do they find you?
Both. Sometimes they come to me. Sometimes somebody will send them. Sometimes I'll just go out where the athletes are. And we have a dinner coming up, and we'll get some athletes that will come to that. And we have Bible studies, and we have just meetings where we just meet, and people invite friends. And so a lot of it's a lot of word of mouth, like, hey, this is what's happening.
Word of mouth is very powerful, isn't it?
Very powerful, very powerful.
That is great. Now, how do you keep After the Game Ministries going? Like you said, you had a fundraiser coming up next week, I believe.
Yeah, on the 29th. Yeah, we raise support. We're a nonprofit organization, so we have to raise support, and we do a couple. We try not to do a lot of it, but we do two fundraisers a year. We do a golf tournament in May, and we do a dinner in either late October or early November. This year is October 29th.
And do you have a theme for that?
A theme?
Yes.
Please come.
Please come to dinner, huh?
Please come to dinner.
That's a good one. So tell me, Chip, so where do people reach you? Social media, how do they reach your organization?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. And you can reach me. I'll give you my personal email. It's Philly Chip, because I'm from Philly. PhillyChip77@gmail.com.
And let me ask you, do you like Philly cheesesteaks too, Philly?
I never liked them.
Really?
I'm a hoagie guy.
You're a hoagie guy.
Hoagie and soft pretzels.
Well, isn't a Philly cheesesteak a hoagie?
No, a hoagie is just lunch meat.
Oh, okay.
You get turkey, provolone, salami, capicola.
Well, yeah. Thank you for clarifying that.
And then
now
the other
I know.
Just ground beef on a roll with some cheese, and you know, it's not my thing.
Not your thing. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And you're also on LinkedIn. I believe I found you on LinkedIn.
I am on LinkedIn. Yes,
okay.
I am on LinkedIn.
Well, let's get all the socials out there.
Yeah,
we don't want to be missing somebody that needs your services today.
Yeah. I hope so, because we love what we're doing. And the fortunate thing that happened when I did get let go from CU, 6 months later, I was picked up by the Broncos. And so I spent 4 years with the Broncos as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. When was that?
2011 to 2015.
Okay.
I got let go in April of 15. I left in April of 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been around.
I've been around a little bit.
Okay.
Time with the Eagles, with the Sixers. Yeah, I've been around. Yeah.
Very good. Well, I am so thankful for you to take the time to come down and join me here on Community Connection, taken away from your after-the-game ministries. And we appreciate it, and for joining us here on Community Connection. We are a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
I definitely feel seen and heard today.
All right. Thank you so much.